Man, I'll tell you. Hello, hello. This is Tawanda with Take 411, powered by Another Chance to Bridge the Gap. I wanted to do this show tonight and share some information. And the topic that I want to talk about is holding on to hope. One of the things that I've learned to really like and appreciate about the opportunity to be able to do podcasts is, where else at almost 3 a.m. in the morning can you share information with the world about something that's on your mind and something that's on your heart? And that's here. Man, I tell you, I was telling someone earlier that I remember when we first started almost a decade ago with Another Chance, and we were doing our free conference calls 7 days a week. We're talking about the youth on Mondays and politics on Tuesdays and legal on Wednesdays and health on Thursdays and hot topics on Fridays, and I have no idea what we're talking about on Saturdays. And, of course, the world continues to change, so we transition over to podcasts. However, the message and what we want to do still remains the same. Our vision for Take 411 and for Another Chance is STARS, to strengthen the families, teach people to be righteous, advance in the mind, reach in the laws, and serve in the community. People often ask me, why? Why do you care about people in prison? And my question is, why not? People in prison are people too. Not only are we deeply invested and we care about people in prison, but guess what? We care about the youth. We care about the homeless. We care about people in all the communities. We care about the world because we know that there's definitely more than enough people in the world that are apathetic. We just want to be here. We want to be a blessing. We want to help. One of the things I was saying to the team over the last few weeks is we got to do something different. Because when God gives you a vision and an idea to be able to help and bless so many people, you can't sit on it and you have to share it. And that's what we're going to do. Again, it's almost 3 a.m. in the morning and I'm doing this podcast. And I want to talk about holding on to hope. We're going through so much time of uncertainty with the podcast. I'm getting off track because I see somebody joining my show with the pandemic, not podcast. And it's been almost 9 months. And people are losing hope. At one point, there were over 30 million people not working. Now it's about 12.1 million. A lot of businesses have closed down. Essential workers work and putting their life on the line every single day. My sister is an essential worker, works at a nursing home, and I respect her. So proud of her. Guess what? She works two jobs, and she works 5 and 6 days a week without complaining and love to do it. Essential workers, you're so amazing. You're so, so, so amazing. In particular, tonight, I want to talk about someone. I met this person online a few months ago, and I won't say who the person is or anything too specific for confidentiality purposes. But this person is going through a lot. This person has a terminal illness. And they were sharing with me a few months ago that, listen, I'm almost out of money. I'm living in an apartment that's infested. I'm allergic. I have this illness. I just have a whole lot going on. And we kind of chatted here and there. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you have so much going on. Pray for you. I hope you can work things out. And they just really, they're going through it. You know, one of my favorite songs is by Life Genesis, and that song is It Could Have Been Worse. And every time I think about or I want to really complain about something, I think about that song. Because guess what? It could have been worse. And I want to share a little more about the story, but let me share this. And especially because guess what? We have to hold on to hope. No matter what it is, we got to hold on to hope. I'm not going to get too religious on any folks, because I know everybody may not be spiritual, and that's okay, because I am, but I respect differences at the same time. I remember there was a prisoner that I met many years ago that is serving a life without parole sentence. And I can't remember what we were talking about, but he was always dropping jewels and just sharing all types of different things to me. And I'll never forget it. And he said, you know what? I got life without parole. And people say, man, you should be depressed. You're never going home. You're going to die in prison, da-da-da. And he said, I lived a certain type of life. This is my third strike. And I got life without parole. I'm going to own it. He said, but you know what? I always remember the story of the boy with no shoes. I said, what story is that? He said, there was a boy that had no shoes, and he was sad because he didn't have any shoes. He said, oh, I'm so broke, I can't even afford shoes. And one day he was walking, and he ran into the boy with no feet, and he looked down and seen that he had no feet. And he said, you know what? I won't complain anymore about not having shoes. And this man said to me, he said, you know what? Yeah, I'm in prison with life without parole, but I'm not on death row. He says, a lot of things, it could be worse. And I said, wow. Wow. And every time I have a conversation with someone in prison that's going through it, that's got a lot of time. I don't even talk to people in prison that's innocent, like innocent for real. They just didn't have proper legal representation, and they're not even bitter. Hold on to hope. This person in particular that I'm texting right now, I just want to read a little bit of the text messages. And this thing really, really has just hurt my heart. This person said, I signed up for subsidized housing to get me out of this apartment that I'm allergic to, and hopefully that works out, but I really don't think it's going to. My body is tired. My spirit is strong, and my will to change the world is greater than all of it. And I'm reading his, I'm reading his text, okay? The amount of time I have left on this earth is none of my business, but my joy and my ability to find it and seek it out in the darkest of places and times is all of my business. And the thing is, I text them saying, hey, can you do me a favor? I want to put something on my Instagram, and I want to see if you can do a video. You know, have you ever been going through and then somebody reaches out to you asking you for something and you're feeling lower than low? So when he shared, hey, well, I just got out of the hospital and et cetera, et cetera, I said, listen, forget it. I am so sorry I asked you for anything. How are you doing? What can I do to help you? Because guess what? What I'm calling you for is irrelevant. Your life, your health, your situation, that's important. And what he said, listen, I can handle it. Lights are the brightest in the dark. This is what he says in the text. I exist in darkness at the moment, and I testify to that statement. And one of the things that really touched me, and I got to find it really, really quickly. He said, I feel forgotten by the world and thrown away, but I have not forgotten myself. And the Lord has definitely not forgotten me. I'm going to read that again. He says, I feel forgotten by the world and thrown away, but I have not forgotten myself. And the Lord has definitely not forgotten me. He also mentions not having any human contact since the end of March. And through all of that, and I said, listen, I hate to hear that. Definitely going to pray for you. You know, he said, I got $80 for my name. That's it. I have nothing else. And then, you know what the next thing he said? But I'm happy to do the video. And whatever else I can do to be a blessing to you, I'll do it. And as I'm doing this podcast right now, I just got text a video. A video that I want to put on Instagram and YouTube. Holding on to hope. How many times have you ever been in a situation in life to where you felt down, you felt out, you felt like you had nothing else, but guess what? You still was willing to be a blessing to somebody else. You talk about somebody that deserves a blessing, that person, I definitely want to receive a blessing. Literally, when you care so much about someone else, even when you're going through. I won't stay on this show long. I want to say to anyone that listens to this episode, hold on to hope. Sometimes when we walk in the darkness, we look to the left, we look to the right, we don't see anyone. We can't feel anything. We have no idea where we're going. We have no idea what's going to happen next. What I say is, hold on to hope. Literally. If you ever go through a situation in life to where you feel like you're down and you're out, especially now during so much time of uncertainty, people are behind on bills, people are being evicted in some places when they lifted, hey, you can't do evictions, but now after July 31st, you could. Somebody's crying right now because they have no idea how they're going to feed their family. They have no idea where their next meal is going to come from. Somebody is so disappointed and depressed because they think they let their children down, their family down. People are really going through it. We have to have more people that truly cares and loves others because it's not always about us. The last thing I want to say as I close out is this. And my dad used to always tell me this. He said, you're always worried about somebody else. He also said, you want to help, you help me. I'm like, oh, I am helping you. He said, well, good. Of course I'm helping you. Of course I'm helping my father. May God rest his soul as he passed away almost 2 years ago. But every single day I think about him and I think about all the things that he taught me, all the things that he instilled in me. Hold on to hope. Be encouraged. If you're looking for a place that you can get connected, if you're looking for a place where there can be positivity, where there can be love, where there can be growth. This is a place. It's not the only place. This is a place. And I'm so super excited of what is coming in the future because of what I know has been instilled inside and the vision that's birthed from Another Chance to Bridge the Gap. This is Tawanda. This is Take 1-1, powered by Another Chance to Bridge the Gap.